Number 643 in the large book, God's Family. We'll sing verses 1 and 2.
Know me, we're part of the family that's been born again, part of the family, the lost no end, for Jesus has saved us and made us his own. Now we're part of the family, so
we are one, in the number 112 in the small songbook. We'll sing all the verses.
No soul in the body of the Lord. Thank you.
Beautiful.
In Matthew chapter 16, the Lord asks His disciples who they think He is. And in verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but My Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. "To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known through the church." Again, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. Hebrews chapter 12. "Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire."
In the Lord's book, number 409.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ.
Number 550 in the large book. Would y'all stand, please? Let's stand for this song.
soul. For Christ and the church that are Lord is free, let us honor the name of our old master King. Let us worship Him with the strength of you and glory of that for the kingdom of truth.
Number 433. Number 433. Do so. Number 506. so.
Second Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Second Timothy chapter 2. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles him in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. Ephesians 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
The Army of Our Lord, number 138. Verse 3 says, our elders long in battle years. That's us that are older. alas, begin to fade, but from the ranks young men appear, that's the youth of the church, and lead their first crusade. The song speaks to the youth. The army of the Lord. Number 231 in the large songbook, Soldiers of Christ Arise. Number 397, stand up for Jesus. And let's stand, please. It's hard for me to sing this song sitting down. Oh, soul, stand up for Jesus. seated, please.
We first read about the family of Christ, and isn't our family wonderful? And then we read about the kingdom, a nation that will never fall. And here we are, and isn't this wonderful? And it will stay for eternity. And then we read about the army of the Lord, and here we are, soldiers of the cross. Isn't that wonderful? And we have a commander that has already claimed victory. And now we will read about the work and the service in this great family, in this great kingdom, in this great army. We'll start in Romans chapter 12 and verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love, giving preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. Contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Number 674 in the large book. Number 674. Doso mi. It is time to build in the church of the Lord. It is time to
consider it a life with you. Now have courage, I will build it with courage.
536. Number 536. No soul.
Have you lived this song from your brother's pain and struggled along my soul? And you finally found some reward and shared some money that we know. Oh, the things we may do, you and I will ask. Oh, the love we can give if we try.
Number 504. I want to be a worker. No soul.
I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for coming this weekend. And we want to especially thank Chris for preparing this material and for coming and presenting it so ably to us. I'm grateful for our fellowship and grateful that we've shared in that tonight and our common faith and hope as we express these things to one another and to our God. And just a moment, Monty Ramsey is going to come and lead us in a closing prayer after one final song from Eric. Bible class is in about 12 hours if you're here at Timberland Drive. And so if you're still in town, we would invite you to be back with us then, 9 o'clock in the morning and then 9:50 for worship. This has been really encouraging to me, and I hope that it has been to you as well. All the other stuff, the minutia that goes on, we have fellowship with Christ and one another. And so as we sang in that last song, let's get to work, working for the Lord and for what is right, no matter what the devil throws in our way. So thank you again for being here. I will have one final song, and then Monty will dismiss us in prayer.
Number 512 in the large songbook, God Be With You. We're going to sing the three verses all back to back and then the chorus once at the end.
Father, we come before Thee, thanking Thee for the privilege and blessing of prayer. Father, we pray these songs of praise have come to You as a sweet savor. We thank You for this day of study. Father, we pray Your blessings on these young souls who have studied here today. We pray for tender and pure heart. We pray that the word will fall upon their hearts, that they will, their faith will be strengthened, that they will be strong disciples, that they will take up the cross as older ones go by the wayside. Father, we pray for safe travel. We pray for a good night's sleep, praying that we will be together again tomorrow to praise Thee, to worship, encourage each other, and remember our Savior. Forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.